Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. I'm at the Colony in Texas at the Nebraska Furniture Mart's newest store at what they're calling the Big Live Benefit, and I'm with Dave Snitaker. Dave, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. We've been together a lot recently at the NFA meeting last week and now the NFM this week. Let me just ask you a couple things, just real quick, if you would. This major store you're opening, most people know this is your fourth store. Talk a little bit about the size overall and the size of the flooring department, if you would.
This store, total store size is 560,000 square feet of retail, of which about 40,000 feet is flooring. And then we have a 1.3 million square foot warehouse that it's attached.
You know, one of the things I like to talk about, and I know these are our estimates, but last year in our November issue, we talked about the top 100 retailers, and we had Nebraska Furniture Mart at number 23 at about 103 million, and that's with three stores. So, I mean, math would tell you that if you add another store, you potentially could do 30 to 35 million out of this store. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
Well, I think that that's very possible with the store, and maybe even greater things down the line. You know, it's going to take a while for the store to catch on here, but the estimations are that this store will meet or exceed those kind of numbers.
Mm-hmm. When you compare what you're doing in Texas to the other three stores, what's different about this one?
About 75% of the product that we bought for this store would be the exact same product that we bought for the other stores. It's kind of our staple system. But there is about a 25% difference in the type of product that is going to sell here that wouldn't necessarily sell up north or vice versa. Mm-hmm. We had to be somewhat careful about picking the product and making sure that it was Texas-worthy product that we thought that would do well here. And we had great partners, and they really helped us, kind of led us down the line of exactly which products they thought would make the most sense for the market.
So it was mostly the vendors that told you what sells in Texas, right?
That's right. You know, we did some of our own shopping in the market, not only looking at housing, because we had so many people that were moving in here from the other stores to be a part of this store, that we did a lot of shopping of the marketplace in housing. We also shopped the market from competitive nature to make sure that we were on track with what our thoughts were.
Now, when you bought this land out here, is it kind of like a Disney project where you bought all the land because you know you're going to be a destination here, and so the other people that build here will be tenants of Berkshire Hathaway?
Yeah, that's right. The land that was bought originally, there's 433 acres in this plot. We're in control of what's being sold here and what products and what companies are coming in.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I was surprised when I pulled in and I saw a massive Rooms to Go store across the way. Did you do that by design?
No, that's not our land. I believe there's another competitor coming across the way just shortly as well, Floor and Decor.
All right. So, you know, when I walk through here, I mean, you basically have all of the major brands here, don't you? I was just walking around, actually out in the parking lot, I saw some of these big banners. I saw a Neurosan and a Mannington banner. I saw a huge Mohawk sign as I walked in by the elevator. So all of the major flooring brands are represented here, right?
Yeah, we think that we've got most all of the flooring brands represented here. Some of the vendors wanted some sort of signage out there, and we try to accommodate. And as you're pulling in the parking garage, you saw a big Stainmaster banner as well. Then Shaw's got a big banner out front as well. They're all represented. We believe in doing business with major brands.
Mm-hmm. Now, will that change over time, which ones you're promoting out in the parking lot?
No, not normally, unless there's some massive change that needs to be made. They'll probably stay the same as they are.
Yeah. And certainly we would know why Shaw would be there, since they're both Berkshire Hathaway properties, right?
Well, and Shaw's been an incredible partner, too. There's a lot of custom racking that is in the carpet department, and that was all through them.
So when you look at the way this is laid out, it's a little bit of a racetrack, I guess you'd say, and I see rugs are toward the front. You're displaying rugs. Of course, you do have one of those flip racks that you push, but a lot of the rugs you display are the old way of displaying rugs, which are just laid down. So if people want to look at them, you have to roll them over, right?
That's correct. We have 40 plus platforms of rugs in all different sizes, rounds, runners, up to 10 by 14s. And then we also hang about 540 rugs as well.
You know, I interviewed you a few weeks ago, and you talked about a couple of things. One, I want to get an update on. You told me that, not counting this store, your sales in the whole organization were flat. Are you seeing some improvement there in the last few weeks?
I actually am. The last few weeks has been much better. We had a really strong March, and that really brought the rest of the numbers up. So it's looking better than it was.
You also told me that your rug sales were tremendous right now, not only at this store, but at all the stores. Is that still doing better than it had been doing?
You know, rugs is up double digits. It's been good in the existing stores, and it's out of the box good here. Rugs is really good in Texas so far.
You know, when you are laying out a beautiful store like this, a lot of thought probably goes into merchandising. How do you put what where? You got price points, you got certain brands. Naturally, when somebody's building a store like this, they want to put the thing that most everybody wants to see toward the back so that everybody walks through the department. Talk a little bit about how you've merchandised the store.
The main thing that you want to keep in mind when you're trying to merchandise the store is forget about what you think is the right way to do it and think about what the customer thinks is the right way to do it. And if you do that and you do that successfully, that will work more times than not. And like an example in the rug department, we went back and forth on how we're going to lay the hanging arms out. And when it came right down to it, what we thought made the most sense is to merchandise it by color. And there was a lot of discussion about that too, because it was really hard to do. But merchandising it by color has made such a difference for the consumer, because the consumer can step back from the racks and see where they are, and she can find the color she's looking for, and she can instantly go there. And it's really made a big difference. The rug department here is spectacular.
All right, so let's talk about your pricing policy. You know, do you want to be as sharp a price as anybody in town? What's your strategy around the way you fix your prices competitively?
Our plan would be on that is to be the low price leader. And we do some competitive shopping. We send sales staff out from time to time. We work off the internet on it as well. But our expectation is that we will be the low price at all times.
This is such a major investment that I'm sure you're getting nice local editorial just about the fact that it's here, it's built, it's finally opening. So you're getting some of that non-advertising, not paid for publicity around the fact that you've got this massive store. But I'm sure you're going to also do some advertising. When does that kick in?
Well, we haven't made a final decision on that one, but a soft opening is about getting the bugs out, because what you really got is you got one chance to make a first impression with the customer, and you can't mess that chance up. And so we're not going to go tell the public that we're open until we're ready to tell the public that we're open. So we're soft open. We're gonna send out some emails from here and there. And primarily what we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure that we're ready to take care of them in the way that we would expect to take care of them.
Now, most of the systems you have, as far as inventory control and cash register type, point of sale, barcoding, you're just extending what you have in the other stores. So there's not a lot of bugs to work out in that, are there?
Well, no. Part of one of the major changes that we just made here, there was two major changes that we just made. One was that we went to electronic tagging on pretty much all of our products. We don't do it in rugs, but we do it in everything else, which is new. So we kind of had some bugs to work out there because we'd never done it in flooring before. So we have done it in all locations, but we actually tagged this floor first. The other thing is down here, they use tablets to write orders up versus going to a desktop. There's been a few issues with that, but it works really, really well. And it's going to be much better for the customer down the line.
So you're going to try to look like Apple a little bit, I guess, right? When you go into an Apple store,
exactly,
they do the transaction. You don't even go to an order desk, right?
That's how we're doing it. As long as you're paying by credit card or with an NFM charge account, you don't have to go through the cashiers anymore. You can just go straight to your car and pick it up or have it delivered.
So when you just step back from it all and you look at what you get when you buy flooring at Nebraska Furniture Mart versus anything in the area, you get a wider selection. You get to see probably one of the biggest flooring assortments in the business in one location. You get consumer finance that you actually finance yourself. You get razor sharp pricing. Have I covered most of it?
I think you should be a salesman here. You got it right.
Well, let me just cover one other one that I'm curious about. The consumer walking away with the right product is because of the expertise of the retail sales associate that she worked with. So talk a little bit about how you've trained them so that, are they commission sales? And how do you train them so that she really gets what she needs?
It's a good question. First off, you rely on your vendors. They are commission salespeople on our floor. Most of our sales staff started 3 months ago. So they've been on the payroll for 3 months, and their primary job for 3 months was training. So we had a combination of vendor training. We had obviously MART training, teaching them how to use the tablets, how to look at our SKUs, and the right people to call when something wasn't going right. But it comes right down to product knowledge, and that's why we have specialists. So we do this probably a little bit different than the rest of them. We have people that only sell area rugs. They don't go into any other area. We have people that only sell hard surfaces. And we have people that only sell carpet. There's so much to know in each one of those categories that it was really hard for somebody to know two other categories as well. The other thing we did is we moved several of our salespeople and managers from our other locations. So we had some that come from Des Moines, some from Omaha, and some from Kansas City. And they came down as the merchandise experts. And they were part of the help of training sales staff as to this is how it really works. Not what the book says, but this is how it really works within the organization. And that was really successful.
You know, I went to the Kansas City grand opening 11 years ago. So are we going to need to wait another 11 years for you to do this again?
Well, if you ask me that right now, I'd say I hope so. But you never know.
I heard that when they looked at doing Dallas, they picked out maybe market 2 and 3, something that they would plan for in the future. So there's been no talk of anything like that.
I got to tell you, that's outside my pay grade.
All right. Well, Dave, it's great to talk to you again. But talking to Dave Snitaker, who's the Divisional Merchandise Manager over flooring at Nebraska Furniture Mart. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.